Yeah, baby, this is Jah Jesus, Son of God University, back on the scene. We're here with the continuation of the Christmas story. It gets better yet, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. So as we pay through this wonderful song, get ready for it. Dr. Sweetie will be next. We love you. Jah Jesus, baby. Son of God University on the revival, continuing with the Christmas story, second section. Before then, but we're going to go through some quick announcements. People have been wondering about the email. The email is jahjesusbaby@gmail.com. So jahjesus, J-A-H. I don't know if people are having problems with that. Also, the mailing address, Son of God University, S-U-N, the light and power of Jah Jesus Christ, P.O. Box 30817, Seattle, Washington, 98103, Holy Ghost headquarters. But anyway, let's move forward. We're going to have some Mac Daddy moments with the president, Dr. Sweetie. But before then, we're going to get into... as he move on to into it.
Yeah, baby. It's Smack Daddy moments. We're some greetings in the name of J. Susie Christos, the Almighty Energy. Merry Christmas. We are here live and getting excited. We're going to give honor to Antoinette Tuff, a lady in southeastern United States of America, in the city of Decatur, Atlanta, Georgia, southeastern United States, on August 20th. School was in session, and the gunman walked in to massacre the students, grade level K through 5, I believe. And this school administrator, she didn't have no arms, no guns, she had arms, but no artillery arms, and she calmed the guy down, and he was ready to blow people away. And including shooting the officers that came, but she talked to him very calmly, and her mind, when she testified on CNN News and throughout the worldwide news, they said, well, how did you calm the guy down? What did you do? She said, I prayed to Jesus. They showed you the power of the name Jesus. This lady, she said, her pastor told her when they go through some strange activities to pray to Jesus. So we think that is wonderful. We congratulate Antoinette Tuff. We salute her as a school administrator without artillery. She had the greatest artillery in the universe, the name of the powerful Son of God, Jesus Christ. So she mentioned that name, and she prayed, and she calmed the guy down. You probably heard it on the news throughout the world. And the guy gave up. He put his hands behind his back, and he didn't harm her. And the officers came in and took him into custody. Life was spared. No children were slain, like it was back in December when they had an assassination of the students in the Sandy Hook. You've probably heard about that in the eastern United States of America. So we just thank Jesus Christ, how the power of the name. On this Mac Daddy moment, I'm also got some scripture reference. My brother's going to give the scripture reference, and I will continue.
Yeah.
Glory to
Jesus.
And those scripture references is coming soon as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, the all-powerful Son of God, because they'll be coming from the book of Acts. Oh, okay. Well, they are, let's see, Acts 2nd chapter, verse 38, and we have a few more, Matthew 3rd chapter, 11th verse, and we have some in the 10th chapter, the 8th chapter. In other words, it's throughout the book of Acts. The book of Acts is a powerful book. In that book, it speaks about the name of Jesus and how that the disciples baptized the candidates in that all-powerful name. That all-powerful name, Jesus, or Jesus Christ, means, like I told you yesterday, I shall be powerful. That's the meaning of the great name of Jesus. I shall be powerful. And the name Christ, or Christos, when I am anointed with light. So therefore, that energy, that name is all powerful. That gives you, when you glorify that name, you get the Una Roka. Una Roka is an Aramaic, which means the top Holy Spirit. The one top Holy Spirit, Una Roka. And so therefore, that is very important. And how are you going to get this power if you don't be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? The name Jesus is very powerful, or if you say Jesus, and all these churches and ministers and senators who do not baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, they should turn those churches into aerobic centers and do step aerobics or dance classes. Because if you are not magnifying the name of Jesus Christ, you are wasting time in your synagogues or your churches or your temples. So I recommend you people, you wake up and fulfill the scriptures. You say you believe in the Word of God. You say you believe in the scriptures and the prophets and the priests and what they say, but you don't fulfill it because you take the people and you baptize them in the name of the titles. And I have told you before, my sweet ones, and I want to relegate you and revelate you to revive your souls, that the name of Jesus Christ is a powerful name. That is the Son of God who came and died on the tree for the humankind. That is the one who came down from glory, the Christmas baby, the Christmas baby, the joy to the world, Lord. The Lord Jesus has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every mountain rejoice in the Son of God. Oh, come all ye faithful. Let us adore Jesus Christ. Let us praise Jesus Christ. Let us worship Jesus Christ. Let us truly love Jesus Christ. So therefore, in those scriptures, it said, in the book of Acts, I give you some of the references, it says, and they said, repent everyone to you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins or the remission, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then it also says to us in the other part, it says, and the people were baptized, Cornelius was baptized, and candidates, Saul of Tarsus, who came to Jesus Christ, and he became Paul, and it says, and they took Paul and they baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus. And other situations where it says people that received the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ, and Peter commanded them. He says, wait a minute, you have received the Holy Ghost without the baptism. That's cool. He said, now I command you to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now look at this. They repented and got the Holy Spirit before they got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ in the water. So to show you the importance that Peter gets them a commandment, he says, I command you that you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus to fulfill all righteousness. So for you churches that don't want to act right, wake up. If you get people that you baptize in the titles of the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, those are titles. I recommend that you go and rebaptize all the churches in the world. Wake up and do a rebaptism. Go to the waters, go to the ocean, go to the streams, baptize in the snow, baptize in the air. You need to be rebaptized. Like in the third chapter of the book of Matthew, it says, and John baptized the candidates, and then the apostles said, with Peter, the rest ones, what will you baptize them to? They said, we were baptized unto John's baptism. And they said, oh, you got to be rebaptized. Because he didn't say in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is the supreme name of all power. Acts 4 and 12. It says, and there is no other name of the heaven than Jesus Christ that mankind can be saved and redeemed. You must go through that redemption. If you love Jesus Christ, oh, I speak to all the churches and the priests and the pastors of the world. Because before the first century, they were baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ. They either sprinkled or they dipped the mother or they dunked the mother or they took them into the water. And in Israel, they take them in the water and do the ascension baptism and they go in the name of Jesus Christ. So therefore, if you get people that have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ that have died, I recommend you go to the graveyard, raise them up, go take them up, then take them and rebaptize them and then put them back in the grave. If you cremated them and you get them, you take up the urn and you baptize them and you sprinkle them over the water, you go to the waters and you rebaptize them. Your father said, this dude is crazy. He's talking smack daddy talk. Well, I'm trying to tell you the importance of the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I got this basketball here, this beautiful basketball that I had the other day, and it's a pure leather ball, and it bounces good, and so therefore, I'm going to baptize this ball in the name of Jesus Christ. They say, did he say baptize the ball in the name of Jesus Christ? Yes, let it be known. Tweet it on the Twitter. Twitter your thumbs. And let it be known that the priest, Sweetie, is baptizing him. Oh, great basketball. Thou great basketball who's got the name of Jai J. Susi on it. I hereby, with the authority invested in me by the Lord Jesus Christ, the supreme creator of the universe, the divine son of Jehovah, I hereby baptize you, basketball, in the name of Jai J. Susi Christ. And you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You say, wow, that's fascinating. Well, you people don't baptize the people in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. The Bible says they pray in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. The Christmas child came to the earth. This child is dynamic. This beautiful Son of God, Jesus Christ, is to be admonished and to be admired, shall we say. And you say, well, why do he talk about the baptism in Jesus' name? It don't matter whether you say the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it do. Wake up. Wake up, thou that sleepest. In the scriptures in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 17, 18, 19, and 20, it says, and they held Jesus Christ by the feet, and they worshiped him. Why? He was about to ascend up. And as he was ascending, they grabbed him by the feet. And they began to worship him because they wanted to say they didn't want to let him go because Jesus Christ was time to ascend. And he say, all authority and all power has been given unto me. Now notice what the big dude said. He said, all power was granted unto him, Jesus. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, not Moses, Moses and not Isaiah. Or he said, I, Jesus Christ, has all power. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And we're doing it now. We're over 160 nations on the BBS station, and we are thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty that we're on the beautiful station to magnify the name of the Son of God. And so therefore, baptized in the name. Notice what they said. Jesus say, he didn't say plural. He didn't say trios. He said in the name, N-I-M-E, singular. In the name of the Holy Father, in the name of the Holy Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Now, if it was names, plural, then you would have to say, I baptize thee in the radiant name Jehovah. I baptize thee in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Then I baptize you in the name of the Holy Ghost, Supreme Energy, Jesus. But Jesus Christ didn't say that. He said the singular. And then the apostles picked it up, and they got the revelation. But you churches today, you don't got the revelation because you're asleep. Wake up and stop eating the pork and get your brain cells organized, my sweet lovers. Oh, ye Baptists and Methodists and Pentecostals and Apostolic and Catholic and Presbyterian. In the Church of Jesus Christ, in the Church of Mormon, in the Jehovah's Witnesses, in every denomination in between, the Mennonite, and the Quakers, and the United Church of Christ, in the Baptist, in the North Baptist, in the Southern Baptist, in Anabaptist, in the Buddha Baptist. I tell you, sweet ones, it is imperative that you baptize in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty so that you may fulfill all righteousness. When in the third chapter of St. Matthew, when John took Jesus Christ, he came and Jesus, he said, baptize me. St. John the Baptist said, wait a minute, I don't can I baptize you. You're the Holy One. You're the Lamb of God. You're perfect. How can I baptize you? You have no sin. And Jesus Christ said, so that the righteousness of Almighty God may be fulfilled, that you baptize me. And so St. John the Baptist, he said, oh, great and glorious Jah Jesus Christ, I baptize you in your own glorious name, Jah Jesus Christ. You see, that record was taken out, but that's when the original scripts that were taken out of the Bible was edited out. So therefore, my beloved ones, and I give you those scriptures in the book of Acts, and then you got about at least 8 references of scriptures that talk about the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. So I commend you, during this Christmas story, don't be stubborn. You heard I talk about Antoinette, the sweet lady in the United States of America in Georgia, where she didn't get hurt, she didn't get shot, and then and go back to that, and then after the newscaster, they talked to her, and after the fire department and the police came in and they rescued, took the man out and handcuffed him, then her shock hit her. She got shocked, the aftershock, and she cried and took her to the operator 911, and the operator guy literally said, you did good, sweetheart, you did a wonderful job, I could have been killed then. But she didn't get killed it or get killed that. And then the operator said, well, what's going on? Well, how you doing? She said, oh, thank you, Jesus. She said, oh, Jesus. All over the CNN and the television world heard that on the news. She gave glory to Jesus Christ. Are you giving glory to Jesus Christ? Or are you still smack daddying yourself, baptizing in the name of the titles? Jesus Christ never said baptize in the name of the title. You don't say Father, Son, and Holy Ghost like that. If you've got to say it, do like the church in Texas and Central United States. What's the name of that church over there? St. Mark Carmel Baptist Church. This is how they baptize. They say, I hereby baptize you, Yvonne, in the holy name of the Father, in the holy name of the Son, Jesus Christ. in the holy name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they take them under the water. Okay, I'm not saying do it that way, but at least he said Jesus Christ in there. If you're so tradition-bound and you got to take a longer time, that's not a bad idea. But if you go by the scripture that was given by the apostles of Jesus Christ instituted that. He said, go. He said, do the healing in my name, cast out the devils in my name, baptize in my name. He that believeth and is baptized in my name shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So therefore, the scripture is right, my beloved ones. Like I said, you churches of Jesus Christ, if you are asleep and you don't want to go by the scriptures, turn the churches into aerobic centers. Bring some weights in there. Turn them into bodybuilding centers because you're wasting time. You cannot waste time. If you claim to be Christed, then you should glorify Christ's name. Jesus. You see, I had to baptize the ball today to show you the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Then some of you say, man, that dude has just gone off his rockers. He's baptizing basketballs. What's coming next? Maybe some footballs to bless the Seattle Seahawks, where the Holy Ghost headquarters of Son of God University. Did you hear my brother earlier? He gave you the address of the P.O. box. And speaking on that, if someone wants to write us, say, for example, if Ken Jai in Youngstown, Ohio, if he wants to send a check for $20,000 as a gift, I won't get mad, just per se. That you do that, Mr. Ken. If you happen, or anybody who writes us, and you send it to the post office box that my brother gave you in the Holy Ghost City of Seattle, Washington, although we're not there, we will get the check. No matter where we are in the galaxy, we will get letters and emails and Gmail. So don't be allergic and don't be afraid. And another question that the candidate, Mr. Ken Jai from Youngstown, Ohio, on the south side of Mahoning County in the state of Ohio, he asked a question, do we have on the telephone calls? No, sweetheart, at this present time, we don't have call-in services. Call-in, we don't have that right now. But you can Gmail, question, you know, and call me or whatever how you want to do. Call the station, call here and ask a question. But we do the teaching as we are directed by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, move us to have a talk show as of a call-in, we will definitely let you Christmas listeners know of what is happening. We thank you for listening to the Smack Daddy Moments and recognize the power of the name of Jesus. You got to, sweetheart. It's imperative. It's a major deal. It's not minor, because if it was minor, it would not have been put in the scripture. And I hear so many ministers say, oh, I believe in the Bible. Oh, I uphold the Bible. It's the word of God. I trust the Bible. I believe it's the inerrant word of God. No, you don't, you April Fool's kid. Because if you did, you would follow the principles and you would say, oh, Susie Q, I hereby baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're allergic to saying Jah, at least say Jesus Christ. If you're scared to say Jesus, at least say Jesus. You know Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. We know we told you about the original. It's J-E-S-U-S, it's Jesus. But if you're scared to say that, then go to Jesus. It's okay. And you accept, because if you talk to the Holy Spirit inside of you, the Holy Spirit will be revealing to you the truth of the name of the Son of God, because you got to be serious in this Christmas message. It's all about the Son of God, Jesus. How are you going to get the Holy Ghost if you don't lift up the name of Jesus Christ? It's real, it's a thrill, it's a feel of a deal that you have to be immersed or sprinkled, whatever how you do it. I heard ministers say, well, it don't matter about the baptism, but yet they'll be the first one to fight that say, well, you sprinkle, you immerse. We do them both. We do them both because it's important and it's not different. And the main thing to do is to take them under the water, or how you do it in the name of Jesus Christ. You can baptize in the snow, you can baptize in the fall. And to go further, Moses, 3,000 years ago, the prophet Moses, he got the revelation, and he baptized candidates in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is to come, the soon coming Messiah or Messiah. And so he got the revelation. He baptized him in the cloud and in the sea. Now, here it is today, 2013 A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age of Consummation and Fire, and you still using the titles? What's the matter with you people? If you want to get the power, the name of the Jesus Christ is the power. You want to cast out the devils, you want to heal the sick, and you want to raise the dead, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a 60-year-old man in the United States of America. Right now, he has been healed or been delivered of prostate cancer. Right now, If you got the energy and the faith, Jesus Christ is ready to recreate a new prostate gland in you. Receive it by the powers of Jesus Christ. Someone in Switzerland, over there is, Switzerland City. They have 17 people that is ready to go insane. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. The name of Jesus is the power. If you don't call on Jesus, you may go the slow route. The key to everything is the divine name of Jesus Christ. Like I told you earlier today, like I told you yesterday and yesterday month, the name of Jesus Christ means I shall be powerful when I am anointed with light. That's all about the powers of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the baby Jesus, he told all about that. Thank you for listening to the Smack Daddy Moment. This program has been brought to you by the divine name of Solid
Jesus. God, Jesus, baby. Through those reference scriptures, I have them now. Acts 8:12-16. Acts 8:37. Acts 10:48. Matthew 3:11, Acts 2:38. So those are the reference to being baptized in the name of Jesus, baby. And another thing to add to my brother, as far as back in time, when they baptized in that name,
yes,
they got the Holy Ghost immediately.
Yes, they did. Yes.
And a lot of them were transfigured immediately, became gods immediately.
Amen.
See how powerful that name is?
Yeah.
That name is powerful. We don't use it. I don't know. We get too lastigazy. I don't know what's going on here. You use all these titles. There's no titles. No. It's not Adonai. It's not no Lord and all this stuff. We're using the powerful name of Jesus. If it's, that's why the Son of God had us come on the air. It's too much lackadaisy on the name. Lord. We don't use no Lord. What Lord? Lord Buddha? Lord Krishna? What Lord are we talking about? We're talking about the Lord of Lords, Jesus. We have a name, Jesus, and we keep pounding that over and over.
Yes.
It's the power in that name. As you use that name, you will see the power. You know, as my brother was seeing some people, he was seeing some people that need to use that name through seership he has, and he's used the name. It's powerful. As you use it, I don't care what condition you're in. I don't care where you at. That name is powerful. That energy was zoom. That energy is everywhere. It's in every cell. It ignites when you say that name.
Amen.
And just like I said back in time, when they said in the name of Jesus, they baptized, they came up with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Just like Jesus. He had the Holy Ghost, but they said the Holy Ghost was on him. But that's a symbol of what we should do today.
Yes.
Baptized in that name, you immediately get the Holy Ghost, usually. Sometimes they get it before. It depends on the individual. Sometimes they get it after. But a lot of times, as you baptize in that powerful name, you get the Holy Ghost. And furthermore, they become transfigured. They become God immediately. Now, that's something to smack on right there.
So,
as getting back to the Christmas story, as I said, brother said, yeah, baby. Now,
yes,
this Christmas story is continuing.
Yes.
Now, as let me get back on mic now.
Yes.
As we continue with this Christmas story, like last week, two weeks ago, we talked about this Jesus, how he was the light, and he was radiated with this light. Now, Jesus has so much of this power, he couldn't live in a regular house.
Yes.
He had to have a pyramid of light, and the Holy Ghost built a temple for him, a house,
yes,
and was in the trees. You can see it comes in and out. You can see it, then you can't see it. And it was basically, it was Jesus' energy. Because he was so radiant, he couldn't live in a regular cave. He had to move out of there. Because remember, he was born as a God.
Yes.
As a God, I mean that he walked, he talked, he levitated, he could go to Israel, he can leave Israel, go to Amsterdam, he can leave there, go anywhere. I mean, he's a God. He's not a mortal. That's what I'm putting in. He's a God. So as he did these things, as he walked around and did these things, people were amazed. Now, this Jesus, he had a house. Mary and went there for a while. They had to leave because, you know, later on they had 12 children. So, and a lot of times, let's get back on this. Let's step back a minute. Mary and Joseph were transfigured.
Yes.
These beings, I mean, she had all this light in her, and she delivered the son. You don't think that she was become a god? You don't think she was transfigured? You don't think Joseph around all that energy was transfigured? They did not die. They were transfigured beings. Even though they had 12 children, they had to move out because Jesus, remember, he's in the fourth dimension. He's a fourth dimension. So his house is in the fourth dimension. You couldn't go in there unless you were a transfigured being. So meanwhile, as Jesus was growing up, he had little boinky. What's a boinky, my brother?
A boinky is one who is a devotee, a divine lover of Jesus Christ.
So he had boinkies.
Yes.
He was walking around with these. So he was teaching the children to say, we don't need these candles. I'm the candle.
That's right.
He was marching. We don't need this stuff. Then he taught these little so-called, they would becoming boinkies, how to get in touch with the inner Christ.
Yes.
See, this job, Jesus, he's magnificent. He was teaching all the little children how to get in touch. They were starting to get, because see, when you're fresh from the heavens, you believe anything. You're open. And so he was teaching them how to get energized with Jah Jesus' energy. And a lot of them were getting energized in Israel. They would walk around at night. They could be still. They had powwows at night and just being still, feeling the energy. And the whole city would just light up because these boinkies were doing that. And then as they become transfigured, they would go to other lands, Greece. Get little boinkies there.
Without aircraft
now. We're talking about thinking the thought, and boom, you there, baby.
Yes.
So he went to there. He went to Greece. Got little boinkies there. He went to Saudi Arabia. He went to England. He went to all over the world.
Is it true that Jesus Christ, before he became a baby, created gazillions of worlds?
Oh, you bet, baby. Let's get into that. My brother's going to get more of that, but let's touch that since he brought it up. Yeah.
How can he do that?
Hey, remember, John Jesus, he's a God. He's like the Father.
Oh.
So he had a celestial body. Usually to create a world, you have to become transfigured into God. That means you have a baby, you have to a body, you have to overcome. Overcome means you have to be energized with the energy and become quickened with the Holy Spirit, and then you can live forever.
You mean bypass physical death?
Bypass physical death.
You don't have to croak and get
No.
And die of a heart attack?
No, you don't.
I want that Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you better believe that. And then after that, you become a God. Then you start creating worlds yourself, like Jesus. We're not going to get into that right now. It's kind of heavy. I just want to tell you that. But Jesus, he was doing that in the celestial body. You don't, no being has ever done that but Jesus, the Father, Allah, Jehovah, and Jesus, the only two beings to do it. He was creating worlds.
More than five?
More than five worlds. Well, you say more than a bit? What do you say,
brother? Gazillions.
Gazillions of worlds. You say gazillions.
Gazillions
of worlds. This Jah Jesus was creating zillions, and that's a lot of worlds.
Yes.
It's a lot of worlds. People think the earth is on, shoot, we're just like a tiny speck, like a sand dust. But anyway, gazillions of worlds he was creating. Going out there creating. Zillions of worlds. I mean, that's something. And he had a celestial body. He didn't have a physical body. And only, like I say, Jehovah Allah could do that. And God Jesus, they're the only two who can do that. So he must be a special being to do that. Only special being that he's the only one who can do it. You know, they have seven spirits. They can't do it. They're high beings. Mm-hmm. Only him. But going back to earth now, I want my brother getting more into that. Coming back down to earth now, as we get into this God Jesus, he's like going to different parts of the world. The new world. He came to the new world here.
Yes.
Puget Sound.
That's right.
Holy Ghost headquarters. People say, why is Holy Ghost headquarters? That's a good question. But Holy Ghost headquarters. He came with the boinkies. Taught them. He taught all over the world. He went to South America. He went to up there, Alaska. the Native American. He went to everybody. See, he's international. Like some people, they like the Buddha, he's from this part. The Krishna, Lord Krishna, he's from India. But Zoroaster, he's from over there in Persia. I mean, everybody got there. But this John Jesus, he's international. So between 1 and 12, he was going, getting little boinkies. And it added up to 144,000. That's what it says in Revelation. That's a key because he had 144 boinkies that were transfigured. Little children that was transfigured going around the world, coming with him. I mean, he had an entourage. I mean, he had all these little boinkies. It was something to see. That's why I say the Christmas story continues. I mean, this Jesus is something. I mean, he's not no, and then you don't want to use the name. I don't understand it. You have somebody that looks like you. You want somebody. In the old King James, they said they want somebody, a king. They have a king. They have a God that looks like him. Worship him.
Yes.
Say his name.
Yes.
He's in you. And he was telling them about the inner Christ.
Right.
He was teaching about the inner Christ, about how the Spirit was in him. He was getting into the inner Christ like we're telling you. That's what he was telling. He said, look, the Holy Ghost is in you. My Spirit is in you. Praise it. Love it. Give gratitude and love to it. That's what he was teaching his children. And children, usually when they hear, they're better than the adults. He had a few adults and stuff, but mostly it was the little boinky children. And he was going around the world. They were having fun. They were having all kind of fun, just going from this place to that place. And you know, and you know, John Jesus, like we said, when he was born, he was cracking jokes. I mean, he's not a serious. I mean, he's not a serious, stern person. I mean, he has a personality. He was cracking jokes when he was born.
Is that where Cat Williams probably got his his funniness?
Oh yeah, Cat
and
Williams. Yeah. Oh yeah. They tell you they get him.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Mr. America.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, you know that, my brother.
And Fluffy. The big guy.
They get all HL. They know who they. Some of them, you think they use the language, but the point is, God, Jesus could override that because a lot of them are saying, oh, Jesus.
Yes.
They use the name more than the church.
That's right.
That's what, Cat Williams?
Oh, yeah.
He uses it more than the church. And somebody's going to be astounded. He's in heaven. I'm not. Whoa. Hey. Well, he had bad language. Hey, we can't judge anybody.
That's
only God, Jesus is the judge.
Yes.
You know, we can't judge nobody. Nobody on earth can judge. Only God, Jesus. He's the ruler. The Father gave him because he's worthy. He's every knee shall bow to who? Jesus. Jesus is the one. He's the God in control around here. I mean, this is his favorite. Now all the Jesus words he can.
Wait a minute. Are you saying I can pray straight to Jesus Christ?
I'm saying that.
But the churches, they all say Father in the name of Jesus. Please give me some black eyed peas. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need some gas from the gas station. Are you saying I can pray to the Son? Now, wait a minute. Most churches, they pray to Jehovah or the Father. And you're saying I can go straight to the Son of God, a supreme human being? That's impossible.
Hey, let me tell you, my brother, that's. We've been saying that all along. Why do you think the church is in the shape it's in today?
Chaos.
Nobody wants to go there. People go there. They do all kind of crazy stuff. Well, he's supposed to be a Christian. How come he's doing this and that? Hey, he ain't no Holy Ghost. No Jesus. They pray into the titles. That's
okay.
No power. That's Jesus don't even hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let it be known, when you pray like that, Jesus don't hear you, the Father don't hear you. You might as well don't even pray. You're wasting time. And especially after this revelation, we're telling you straight out, you better start using that name, especially when stuff is going to come on the earth, as it's coming on the earth, this, that, and that. You got to use Jesus.
But wait a minute. If you're praying to Jesus, the Son of God, is Jehovah getting some kind of glory out of that?
You better
also?
Believe it. When you praise Jesus, Jehovah's automatically getting it. Because he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Oh.
And so, hey, Jehovah's getting the problem. You don't need to worry about Jehovah. Jehovah's telling us, hey, go to my son. What did he tell you, my brother? Tell him the story.
Oh, that's right. I tell you, my beautiful one. It was back in February 5, 2005. The temperature was 39 degrees at 4:47 in the morning. This was in the United States of America, Western Washington, Holy Ghost headquarters, on my way to work. That was before the eye blindness. And when I was driving, I didn't realize I was driving blind. I didn't even know that. But I was driving, and I could not see the fog. It was very foggy up in the volcano areas, by the mountains, the Cascades. And I was crying out to Jehovah, Yod, Hey, Bod, Hey, Jehovah. I was praying, oh, Jehovah, the fog is thick, and I cannot see the guideline, the white lanes. Because in that area by the mountains, there's no street lights. You're in darkness. And so I said, I cannot see nothing. And the Father said, pray to my son. So me, I was explaining to the Father, well, you know, you're the highest, you're the greatest, and you're the top God, and you're over Jesus. And that's how most churches act to die. They, you know, they just go to the Father in the name of Jesus, make them a second-class citizen. So I say, I was trying to instruct God, who know all things. And he said, well, you pray to my son. So I was stubborn, and I kept saying, Jehovah, Jehovah, and pray. And the more I did that and talking to Jehovah, the more it gets foggy, and the more I could not see the street. And so I raised up out of my stubbornness, and I said, Jesus Christ of glory, oh, Jesus. As soon as I said that, I kid you not, it was like a light from heaven and a light within meet together, and the road became a clear crystal. Now, it was dark outside. Remind you, at 4:41 in the a.m., that time of winter, spring season, it's, the sun don't rise till after 6 a.m. And so it became bright, and I says, I got the antidote. Thank you, Jehovah. I will forever pray to your son. Now, can you talk to the Father still? Yes, you can. You can communicate. But the main praises and the main worship is to the God that came to earth, the one that died on the tree, Jesus. And when I prayed to Jesus, I was a happy chick. I felt so good. And then you say, did you say happy chick? Yes, I'm a happy chick. Not a chicken to go, not that kind of a chick. But Jesus the Christ, he gave a scenario in the scripture. He says he relegated himself like a mother hen. He's not a hen, but he said, I would that I come and I gather you as a mother, as a hen gather her chicks, and you would not, and you would not listen to me. Now, some people in Calcutta, when they heard that story, they began to start worshiping a chicken because they thought Jesus Christ was incarnated into a chicken. And I said, oh, no, Jesus Christ is not a hen. He's not a chick. But he is a happy chick. It's a form of speech. See, you got to catch the revelation and the codes of the Bible when Jesus is saying something. So, anywho, I became a happy chick. And today, I is a happy chick. Do I get sad? Do I feel sad? I don't believe in sadness. Does sadness visit me? Yes, it visits me. Do I receive sadness? Hell no. Earth, no. I don't want to receive sadness. Sadness is not of the Holy Spirit. Sadness is a down-and-out syndrome. How and why are many Christians so sad? Because they refuse the name of Jesus. They refuse the name of Jesus. They are, you know, going on the slow, retarded mount away. They don't have to do that. But we look here, my beautiful ones. My brother and I have been all over the galaxy, all over the planet. We've been to many churches of every denomination, including the Church Jesus Christ Christian of the Ku Klux Klan background. And we didn't feel fearful. We thought it was cool. We said, oh, look at that great swastika. I said, did you guess what that means? That sacred sign, that's a sacred sign of Jesus Christ. That means Jesus Christ is Lord Supreme. They look. I said, you know, you guys stole it from India, but it's okay. And I said, because in every Buddhist temple, we're right here in Shangri-La, Thailand, where it's 89 degrees right now at this beautiful Buddha-la, this wonderful nation. All the temples in the Shangri-La and Thailand and throughout the world, they have the sign of the Alayesha Elam star, which what you guys say, the swastika. But in a pure language, it's called the Alayesha Elam star, which is that with the way it goes, the fire, light, energy, force. That's another subject for another day in another time zone. But anywho, it's a positive symbol. But they took the people at that movement, they took a negative. But we didn't have no fear. They said, the white race is the pure. I said, you're right. You're absolutely right. I said, you agree? And you're not of my color? I said, oh, of course we agree. The white, pure, white light of Christ inside of you makes you white and holy. I said, oh, that sounds different. You see, you have to love all humankind. Now, this is another subject. I know my brother told me to talk about my experience about talking to Jesus, but you get the love from Jesus Christ. God, Allah Jehovah, Allah Jehovah, the Father of glory, he sent the Son, Jesus. This is the Christmas story. He sent an individual distinct from himself, independent of himself, yet unified with him because he was so pure. Did no wrong, smoked no boo. He smoked no Buddha, or what they call it, blunt, smoked no blunt. And he didn't drink no Seagram 7 whiskey, and he didn't have any unauthorized sexuality. Matter of fact, he didn't need to do sex because he's the creator. He's a redeemer, and he is holy. But just Jesus Christ loves every single soul on the planet. And guess what? Tweet this, Vivi, and so do I, and so do my brother, Sweetie. We love every soul, living and dead, unborn and born. You must love. You say, well, wait a minute. How can I love somebody I don't know? Because the Lord Jesus Christ gave the commandment. Very simple. You don't have to know somebody to love them. I don't know George W. Bush. I know he was the president of the United States of America at that timing. I love him.
Can you love somebody without the Holy Ghost?
Yes, you can, baby, more so. But, matter of fact,
what I'm saying, can you love somebody, can a person that don't have the Holy Ghost love?
Oh, they might have a problem, because if you don't have the Holy Ghost in you, it's going to be kind of hard, because they might get angry, and they might fly off the handle, and they might say some unauthorized words that will hurt that person. It is imperative that you have the Holy Ghost on your coast, because if you don't, then you can't eat no French toast. And if you can't eat no French toast, you can't even eat beef pot roast, which is a good food to eat, blessed by the Lord of hosts. That rhymes with a good one. So, therefore, you have to have the Holy Ghost, the eternal energy, the Holy Chi energy, the vibrant force of the universe, the whole I Spirit of Christ.
Is that what makes you have the love?
Yeah, baby.
So, of yourself, you can do nothing.
Yeah, of yourself, you can do nothing. Because of yourself, you're almost like bipolar. You go in and out, up, down. Down syndrome, get frustrated, you kick your own. But look at the people. Some people, they shoot themselves in the foot because they're angry. They're angry at their own self. Now, why do you shoot yourself in the foot? Why don't you go shoot a box or something inanimated? They shoot themselves and take their life because they don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ Almighty. And so without that Spirit, they can't do it, baby. That's why, like I told the people yesterday season, back on April 21st, when we first came on the two-hour program special, at the beginning, and I told them, I said, I've been spitting on, and I like it. They said, what did you say? They probably say, that nigga by crazy. He said he liked to be spitted on. Well, hey, Jesus was spit on. He didn't die because he got spit on. He just went and took a shower probably in the Jordan River. And the saliva, I knew that they have atoms of rays of light. Everything that God made is atomized, and I'll get into that creation story. And it's like, so because I have the Spirit in me of the love of Jesus Christ, if someone gets angry at me and spit on me, I don't get angry. I just say, thank you very much. Go ahead and do it again. It's been done. I speak not from fairy tale, but from experience. Now, some people, they get mad at someone spit on them. They think that's the most indespicable thing in the world or in the universe. But I think it's cool because it proves the power of Jesus Christ. It lets them know that this guy got big muscles. He's strong. And he let someone spit on him, and he didn't knock them out. Man, he must got some power. That's a real power. A person that always aggravates and try to beat somebody up all the time, they don't got no power. They don't got no power. They lack in the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. But the person that's really happy chick, involved in this cosmic Christ within, you can take a lot, my brother. We can take a lot. And they call you a name, and you say, oh, thank you very much. Oh, say it again. They end up getting angry because a lot of people, they want you to get angry because they're upset. They like to tear you down. But when you have the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, you can love anybody in the world. Like I said, we love all people. We love blacks, whites, Hispanics, Thailand, Filipinos, Singapore, Indonesians, American Native Indians, pineapples, Hawaii, people from all islands. We love rockabillies, hillbillies, rich, poor, every class. We love the Parliament of China. We love the President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama. We love of the president of the Philippines. We love the king in Thailand. We love the queen of England. We love the president in the UK, the United Kingdom, the Britain. You just love everybody. You don't have to agree. Matter of fact, I still love Hitler. And he's died. And you know what he has done. And he was before my time. But I send love to him. Why? How can you do that? Very simple. I have the spirit of Jesus Christ. The spirit of Jesus Christ is unlimited love. If you don't have the spirit of Jesus Christ, you are a first-class deadbeat. It's very simple. Is that correct, my brother?
You got that right, baby. Like my brother said, I said that before. Yes. You are a deadbeat, because if you don't have the Holy Spirit, basically you can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. The Holy Spirit is your supplier. The Holy Spirit, if you don't have it, and that's what the church world should be teaching about this Holy Spirit, about this inner God within, and get into the name of the Holy Spirit, and you'll be dynamic, you know, just like Youngie Cho's church down in Korea. I mean, hey, they got shafts of light. They're into the Holy Spirit. They got angels manifesting. They got all kinds of stuff going on.
But do they worship Jesus?
You bet. They worship Jesus, baby.
Oh,
you know that. And what's my brother man that's over there in Africa? He's over
Reinhard
there.
Bunky.
Yeah, Reinhard Bunky.
Yes.
You know, he does all kind of miracles. Muslims are just changing over to it. They see the power. They say, whoa, Jesus. And they see all mermaids, the half human, half mermaid. The mermaid is turning back into human right before their eyes. They've seen the dead being raised. They've seen the crippled. They've seen, just like Jesus, the miracles are happening in Africa because those people want, they're desiring for the truth. Here in America, we're relaxed. We got our fine house. We got our car. We're comfortable. We really don't need Jesus. Technically speaking, that's how the judgment angels see it.
Yes.
You don't need Jesus. I'm just telling the judge. That's how they do the ones, because you know, the judge, they come and say, kill him. They tell him, Jesus, say, hold your horses. Look what he's doing. Kill him. That's how those angels, they're made like that.
Yes.
Kill him. They not worship you. Kill him. Destroy him. It's not yet. But the point is, Jesus is very merciful. But what I'm saying is that we are very comfortable, especially in America. We don't really need it. We have our nice houses. We have our churches. We fellowship.
Real nice.
We have all this stuff. So we don't have to do anything. In Africa, hey, they have to get on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
They see the power. It's hardly no miracles here, except for Benny Hinn, maybe a little bit. It's hardly nothing. Jesus was a healing God.
Amen.
You know, that's the first thing to do. Because if you don't have health, you don't have anything. You can't do anything. You can't even pray to Jesus if you don't have health. You can't do anything. So he was healing everybody. He said that we should do the same thing. We should be healing. What they do, they have the sick shut-in list and all this stuff.
Yes.
They should be healed. They should
Amen.
Be healed. If you have a church, they should be healing them. They should be out there actifying the power of Jesus. If you do that, your church should be overflowing. But if you don't, it's going to be a deadbeat and it's going to shrivel up, because Jesus is the power. You
Amen.
Got to use that name.
Yes.
If you don't use that name, that's the Holy Ghost name. That's Jesus' name. You got to use it. Like my brother keeps going over it, but you got to use that name. It's the name of power. We don't use titles, Lord. That's a slang, Lord. Lord. But what Lord? That's all you hear. Lord this, Lord that. I tell you, a Muslim, Allah, he'll tell you right out who
he's.
You know, they'll tell you who they worship, but Christians, Lord. What Lord? Is it Lord Jehovah? Is it Lord, you know, what Lord are we talking about? Lord?
It might be Lord Beelzebub. We don't have any boobs.
Yeah, somebody said that once. Is it Lord Beelzebub? You know, get on the stick, because Lord has no power.
Mm-hmm.
It has no power. No power. Just wasting your time. You know, Lord? What Lord are you talking about? Jesus, baby.
What if you say Lord Jesus Christ?
That's it. Now we're starting to roll now. Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Or just Jesus, or Jesus with some oomph to it.
Yes.
Jesus, baby. That's the original.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But Jesus is good, too.
Yes.
That's what the whole world knows. You go to Africa, they know about Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows about Jesus. You go to Russia. You go anywhere. You go up north. The Eskimo. Everybody knows. knows about Jesus. They could quote the scripture probably better than you. But right. The scriptures are dead unless you have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit gives life. You are the Word. A lot of Christians, they depend on that Bible. The Bible is good.
Yes.
It's just a manual telling you how to live your life. The power is in the name. The power is not in that so-called, what they say, word. The power is in the name.
Yes.
The word is to tell you how to live.
Amen.
That's all it is. The power is in the name. So you can read the scripture. You're not going to get bonus points for reading the scripture. You should read the know, like they said, to know the word. But then it's many people that was transfigured. They didn't even know nothing about the Bible. They become a god and didn't even know hardly anything about the Bible.
Like Christine Mercy.
Like Christine Mercy. Didn't know anything.
Yes.
She caught it, boom, like the little boinkies.
Yes.
The 144,000. They didn't know anything. They knew about the inner Christ. They knew about their consciousness. They knew about that Holy Ghost within them.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this baby Jesus was teaching these boinkies how to communicate with the Holy Spirit inside their physical bodies?
You better believe it.
How can that be?
He was teaching all about how to get connected.
But did Jehovah get jealous because he's up in heaven?
I think maybe he started to smoke a blunt or something. I don't know what he's saying. This is going a little out of hand here. All these bunkies running around saying, what's going on here, Jesus? But no, come back down. No, he was, you know, Jehovah brags about his son. You know,
amen.
We know that.
Yes, we do.
Jehovah is always bragging about his son.
That's right.
Shoot, that's my son. You go see him.
Yes.
Don't claim that he's in charge. You know, see, deal with the ranks. You know.
That's
then
right.
He said, well, time, hey, go deal with Jesus' brother, Melchizedek.
Yeah.
Deal with him.
Right.
He's over the earth now. Jesus is over heaven. He's a deal with him. See, it's ranks. Because Jesus, you know, he's ascended now. So basically, he's the God over, but he has people under him.
Yes, yes.
God's under him. But that's another story. I just touched on that. That's getting too heavy. The main thing that we need to concentrate on is the God on this earth and the God that's inside of you,
yes.
The Holy Ghost. It has a name. Jesus, baby. Jesus,
baby.
That's what it's about. Jesus. If you don't have that, you're a deadbeat. I'm going to tell you that now. You got to have the power. You got to have, because all those boinkies were those little children, 144,000 in all nations, following Jesus around, transfigured, levitating, doing all this stuff. You know, they were having fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what it's about. Earth is to have fun in Jesus. It's not a boring church, sad, long faced kind of thing. As you can see, what we teach it, we're having fun. When we're dealing with the Father's cracking all kinds of jokes. He'll have us,
right.
Oh, man, who?
Oh,
he'll have you rolling, then Jesus coming. His son. They have different personalities. They're two distinct beings.
Yes, amen.
The Holy Ghost is a force. It has a person, but it's a force. It's an energy. It wants you to use the energy. It's knocking at your consciousness. Come on. Come on. Listen to me. It's knocking at your door. But are you listening? Or are you just kind of, I'm going to put it on hold. Let me just read the word. It says, praise me, glorify me.
Right.
And you're reading instead of praising.
Right.
It's more advantageous to praise, love, and gratitude than to read. Read is fine, but some people get a big head read and you're not going anywhere. You have some intellectual knowledge, but do you have the Christ power?
Yes.
Everybody wants power. The power is in what you say, my brother.
Yes, it's definitely a Jesus Christ power. That power is the divine, majestical name, Jesus Christ.
You got to believe that.
That name is the Holy Spirit in action. If you're kicking back, laying back, listening to jazz, reggae, or classical, or whatever music you're listening to, and you're just praising Jesus Christ inside of you, recognizing that this all-powerful creator abides within, as specified in St. John, the 15th chapter. And you're magnifying, and you're concentrating on the Holy Spirit, the Una Roca, and you're saying, oh, Jesusi, 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 Jesusi. Did you know that's a prayer? That is a powerful prayer. Just calling on the name of
Christ. Well, hold it. Just calling on that name like that is a prayer?
That's a prayer, baby. That pleases the Father's heart. He gets excited.
You mean he's jumping up and down?
Yes, he's eating pizza probably.
Drinking a brew on top of that?
I'm drinking a brew.
Orange brew on that?
Orange brew on the brew.
Whoa, baby. I didn't know that.
Yeah, baby. When you praise that name. See, people that go in these synagogues and churches and ashrams and kingdom halls and what have you, and temples, and they be praying these long, dried-out prayers. Now, get this, sweethearts. We're not condemning any church. We've been to many churches. We have taught, preached, baptized in churches. We bless them. We honor Paul and Dan Crouch. Their 40th year anniversary.
You better believe
Trinity
it.
Trinity Broadcasting Network. I think they did a fantabulous job.
Yeah.
They hosted Reinhard Bonnke in Africa, my brother was speaking about, and we went on there a few times and been to their programs throughout the world. And Benny Hinn on there. So it's a lot of good message and revelations with Trinity Broadcasting Network. We salute them. 40 years of service. We also salute Daystar. That's another Christian network. They've been on the airwaves 15 years. We salute Dr. Apostle Frederick Casey Price. I believe his ministry has been in power 15-year anniversary. We salute them all. We love them all. We can go to their temple today because we ain't scared because we know what we believe. When you have the faith and you know you can go anywhere and not be persuaded on the Down syndrome, we can go to the Muslim temple. Allah Akbar. All right, Zulu, the Muhammad, the Allah. We can go there and feel good because we have done it. My brother and I, we have went to Islamic Center because we have the love of Jesus Christ. We love everybody. So we recognize that the name of power is love. You see, that's the key. When you go in harmony and unity, that's a good saying in India. You got to have the unity in diversity. When you have unity and diversity, you come to Son of God University. You are in love because love is the magnetic force of drawing power. That's how Jesus Christ in his celestial body created the world. He created the world. Let me correct that. Before this little planet called Earth was created, this Jesusi created so many millions of gazillions of worlds in his celestial body, and he was having fun because he created the worlds by and through light. He used the power of light. Theologians say that God in Christ made the worlds out of nothing. April Fools, go to school, tell your teacher to go in the pool. You see, the world was not made out of nothing. It was made out of light. Light always was, the light of the universe. You ask the scientists, they can tell you that. You ask that young laddie who was caught up in the heavens, what's his name? That Burpo. The last name is Burpo. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me think of the young laddie. It's on the edge of my brain cells. That young lad, his dad's name is Todd Burpo. He wrote a book called Is Heaven for Real? And that young kid, Colton. Thank you, Holy. See, we're putting it to action. Didn't you just hear me, brother? I talked to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I said, Holy Helper, help me remember that name. That Holy Spirit, let me remember the name. Colton Burpo. That young lad, he was caught up in the heavens when he was 3.5 years of age. And he was caught up alive. Dig that. He didn't even die. His spirit was caught up. He had appendicitis, and the doctors had to report, and that thing was going beep, beep, beep. The heart was still beating, and he saw Jehovah. He saw Jesus Christ, and he even saw the Holy Spirit. And when he came back to the earth, he said, what does the Holy Spirit look like? Is he a person? That's what the church teaches. The young lady said, no. The Holy Spirit is blue. The dad was tripping out. He almost turned blue. Did you say the Holy Ghost was blue? Yes, Dad, didn't you know that? No, I didn't know that. Well, the kid was caught up, and he saw the facts. He said, where was the Holy Spirit? He said, it was in front of the throne. There was the Father right there, Jesus Christ. And then the Father got the young laddie, Colton, a little chair to sit in. And they were just looking at, fascinated on the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is power. It's energy. So when you look at our website, it's got the blue Holy Spirit light, you know, on our diagram. And so this energy, this Holy Spirit is everywhere. And so Jesus Christ, when he was creating the worlds and the celestial realm, before he took on the physical form, he was having a ball. He was having fun. He was happy. If you look at the book of Genesis, it gives you a description when God was teaching Jesus, and everything God said, it was good. And God, when he created the world, he was happy. Notice, he spoke, he created by his voice. Did you know voices are powerful? You can bind devils to hell by the power of your voice. You can say, Satan, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. The devils have to go. They have no choice. So there's Jesus. He was creating all these worlds and created solar systems, and then he went out and created galaxies. And in the galaxy, there's at least 82,000 planets in the galaxy or more. And then he Milky Ways and all this kind of stuff. And then he created a universe. And then after that universe, then there was other worlds, other galaxies created. I tell you, my beautiful ones, it is so big. God and Jesus Christ is so big, you don't have time to be down and out and sad and dragging mad. You don't have time to do that because it's so much joy. This light of Christ, this is how Jesus Christ created. He took everything and made it out of light. That's why we're magnificent. That's why we are glorious beings. That's why I worship my brother. Not my brother here. I love my brother here, but I worship my other brother, the other one up in the heavens and also within me. And so, therefore, everything is made of light. We are made of light. Colton, a young lad, he was made of light. He was healed by light because when he came back to earth, he no longer had that appendicitis. He was healed. That poison that tried to kill him, he was healed because the realization of the light of Christ healed him. That's the thing that the baby Jesus was teaching these little boinkies, that he's supposed to bring forth this light and glorify this light and praise this light. Did we say we can pray to the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yeah. We can praise the Lord. By the way, is the light inside of you agreement with Jesus Christ?
Yes. It is definitely in total communication and total agreement. Matter of fact, if you don't pray and commune with the inner God, you're incomplete, almost becoming a nincompoop, as they say in the United States of America. So it is important to pray to the inner Christ. Even if you don't understand it, ask for understanding. You ask Jesus Christ in his righteous name. Because when you pray to the inner Christ, you are automatically praising Jesus Christ. If you ignore the inner Christ, you're not praising Jesus Christ. So it is imperative to become aware of this great acknowledgement of the cosmic Christ, the planetary Christ, the historical Christ, and the most ignored one is the intimate Christ, or the Holy Ghost on every coast. You see, this Holy Ghost is very friendly. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost is far more friendlier than the fictitious Casper, the friendly ghost. You see, this Holy Ghost puts all devils and demons to hell. So yes, when we praise the Holy Spirit, and this is what the Christian world needs to get in touch with, and all religions, the Muslims, the Hindus, the Shintos, the Japanese Buddhists, and everybody just need to come in contact with Yahweh energy, this almighty Holy Spirit.
And this Yahweh energy is what? A lot of people don't know who Yahweh is. Why don't you explain that?
Oh, Yahweh. Yeah, Yahweh, the ancient Hebrew name of the great Christ, which is Yahweh is Jesus Christ. Yahweh is Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the Father. And Yahweh is also in reference to the great light, the great Holy Spirit. Yahweh, that almighty power, the vibration. Matter of fact, back in the day, Pharaoh Saunders made a cassette tape. You know, that was back in B.C. times. Not really B.C., but, you know, back before they had, what's these things called? Did they see these? When he made a tape called, I forget the name of it, but I know about Pharaoh Saunders, and on one of them songs, talking about the energy, singing about the energy. And when he got through singing about the energy, they played this certain sound, and he said, you know, the people way back then knew this energy as Yahweh. I thought that was so cool. I got jiggified. I got excited. I put my thumb on my nosey. And you take my nosey off my thumb. Because we took our thumb off our nosey because we got happy for it. Because Yahweh is power. And speaking of Yahweh, the ancient Native Indians, they knew about that because when Jesus appeared to them 556 years ago, plus or minus tax of the years, and the great ancient America, and over in Alaska, and the Siberian Express, and various Indians, they saw Jesus Christ, and they get that chant going, Yahweh, 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 oh, Yahweh, 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 oh,
Yahweh. That's it, baby.
Yeah,
God, Jesus Day, we're out. Peace be with you.
That's right, baby. Yahweh.
All right, Don, take it over.
Yeah, baby.
It's your boy. Let's go. This is a tribute right here. And it's about to go down.